This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Warning. The following podcast is the most passionate, high energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
Oh, they call it Rootstock, ladies and gentlemen. Las Vegas Boulevard. Thousands and thousands of people. Yeah, my name is Lee Elsie. This is a radio first. I'm honored, ladies and gentlemen, to introduce the host of Raw and Unfiltered every single weeknight. And he's out there on the Las Vegas Strip right now. Wayne, what do you see, man?
Can you hear me clear? Loud and clear, I hope?
Loud and clear, baby. Loud and clear.
It's the most incredible thing you've ever seen. You know, when I was a kid growing up, I used to listen to Howard Stern. And Howard would say, let's get together and let's have a protest or a rally or a rock concert. And 10,000 people would show up and I'd say, I want to be that guy one day. And I just woke up last Friday and I said, let's have a protest down the Vegas Strip to demand we reopen the Vegas economy. And if you want to do it, send me an email. And if I get enough emails, we'll do it. But I got to get a minimum of 100. And I got 100 in the first hour after I said that. And I said, you know what? Let's do it. Well, there are thousands and thousands of people here. Hundreds and hundreds of cars, maybe in the thousands of cars. This is going to be the biggest strip protest, strip caravan, strip rally, strip parade that anyone has ever seen. This is a Trump rally. There are thousands of people here. It's a sight to behold. And the cars are lighting the sides of the street. It's unbelievable. I'm just driving by the sides of the street. They're even parked on the side. It's amazing.
Now, Wayne, let me ask you, I've lived in Vegas, you live in Vegas. I've seen it,
yes.
Not everybody across the country has seen it, so you gotta explain to everybody what it is, how it's set up, what you're looking at.
Well, look, the mayor of Las Vegas was on Anderson Cooper just a couple days ago, and she gave an interview, and she said some things that got her in a lot of trouble, but her heart's in the right place. She wears her heart on her sleeve. She loves this town, and she said, we got to reopen the economy, and Anderson Cooper said, but people will die, and see, that's where they start to get you. That's where the liberal media lies and starts to get you, and by the way, we have policemen lining the route, the entire Vegas Strip. We have cops lying in the route. God bless you, Las Vegas Metropolitan Police Department. You are the greatest. They wanted me to tell all of you that are tuned in and listening right now, they wanted me to make sure I said to you, follow every traffic law. Every traffic law. We want to prove we are the salt of the earth, the people that vote for Donald Trump, and we, the people that want to get back to work. Lee, we got a work ethic. You can't ask us to sit on the sidelines and stay right there and starve to death. You can't ask us to starve to death. You can't ask us to not work for a living. You can't do that. We need to earn a living. Isn't it funny how the government employees are earning a paycheck and we're not? And they think we should just sit still and earn nothing? Isn't it? It's terrible. And so Vegas has got to be Vegas, and America's got to be America, but with proper guidelines and protocols, with social distancing, with spacing, with gloves, with masks. I've got my red, white, and blue American mask on right now. We got the motorcyclists with us, the United States Marine Corps motorcyclists. We got, they're right by the side of me right now. They're actually directing traffic. Baby, you gotta put the window up. Alright, so everybody can hear. It's just an amazing thing that we're leading right now. I'm at the front of the whole thing with a couple of motorcyclists in front of us. And the Trump bus. And the Trump Lamborghini from Steve, who drove from Tulsa, Oklahoma with his beautiful daughter just to be part of this amazing experience with a Lamborghini that is outfitted with Trump wrap all around his car. We got my buddy Richie here with his fake news license plates and his giant American flags. My buddy Ken Baxter's here with his shirt. He's got a Jeep Cherokee and he's pulling a shirt that says Trump on it. We got my buddies with his new Bentley here. We got exotic cars. We got classic cars. And we all want to say we're alive. We're Americans. And we want to fight. We want to get in the ball game, coach. We don't want to sit on the bench. We need to open our businesses and open the economy before America collapses. And we'll do it safely. We'll do it cautiously. We'll do it with masks. And we'll do it with social distancing. And we'll take the people that need protection that are older and that are sick, the ones that are dying, the ones that are hospitalized, and we will put all the money in this earth to protect them and to keep them safe. But the rest of us who are healthy and younger have got to get out and make this economy go again. And you're going to hear us. You know, what did George W. Bush say to the terrorists? Can you hear us? We're saying to the governor of Nevada and the governors of every state, Democrats, who want to shut us down. Can you hear us? Thousands strong, because Wayne Root said on the radio on Friday, let's get together on the Vegas Strip and show them what we got. Thousands showed up. Can you hear us?
Wayne Allen Root is live right there on the Strip in Las Vegas. Again, raw and unfiltered. This is an unprecedented event. I don't think this has ever been done. Nothing like this before, I would think. Wayne, I got to get the feel. Like, what's the idea? So you're going to lead this cavalcade down the boulevard?
Yeah, we're leading it now. All we're doing is we're running down the boulevard about 15, 20 miles an hour. We've taken over the whole Vegas Strip. Keep in mind, this is just a little idea of mine, a little dream. Let's take over the Strip. Let's make it the most dominant Strip event ever. Let's make it the biggest caravan ever. And sure enough, it happened. And I told everyone to bring American flags. I told them not to ever embarrass me and not to ever bring Confederate flags. Don't ever do something like that. We're not white extremists. We're small business owners and employees who want to work. I don't believe it. We're beeping the horn because we got people, photographers, videographers. We got drones above us. We're at the Vegas sign. Vegas, baby. We're passing the Vegas sign. We got Trump flags, American flags. We're passing the scene of Mandalay Bay as we speak right now. The famous Mandalay Bay where the Vegas massacre occurred October 1st, 2017. God bless those people. God bless those people. But it is just an amazing experience. We are the Strip now, Lee. The entire Vegas Strip, Lee Elsie, is Wayne Root and the War Army and the Trump Army and the people who want to get back to work. This isn't about me, and it's not about Trump. It's about the economy has got to open for the good people of Las Vegas. And it's going to be the same everywhere in the country. I'm sure in Connecticut where you are,
now,
same thing.
Talking about this stuff, you talk about it every single night, but the idea that came to you to do this, I mean, what was the straw that sort of broke the camel's back that said, you know what, I've had enough, I got to do something big?
Well, listen, we all have to earn a living. I've got kids that go to college. I've got kids that have to pay rent. I got to pay mortgage. We've all got to pay the bills, and I don't believe that the government's here to save us. Even Trump's government is here to save us.
I think we lost Wayne. So what the deal is, those of you who are just tuning in, raw and unfiltered, here's the deal. It's called Rootstock, which I love it. So it's all happening. He's back up. All right, Wayne, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, listen. The point I want to make, Lee, is that we're the first responders of business. And just like policemen risk their lives running towards bullets and firemen risk their lives running towards smoke and military kids at the age of 18 sign up for a chance to die, but they know they love their country and they're willing to sacrifice for their country, all of us are willing, we understand the odds are slim, small, tiny that we're going to die, but we're willing to take the chance while we social distance and wear masks. We're willing to take that chance to run our businesses and to work on the Strip and to work in small businesses and to be the commerce of Nevada and Las Vegas so that there are taxes so that we could pay Social Security, we could pay for our police officers' salaries and pensions, we could pay for government employees, we could pay for all the people that are indigent, the homeless people. Where's the money going to come from if nobody's working? Has anybody thought about this? It's the first, you know what Tucker Carlson said? The biggest, craziest experiment.
And it looks like we lost Wayne, so there you go. It's all right, it's about 15 minutes after the top. Here's the deal. Like I said, Rootstock is happening, Las Vegas Boulevard. I'm trying, actually, as Wayne is talking, I'm trying to figure out a way to watch this thing on those traffic cams. So
hey,
I think that might be kind of a
Chris.
Neat idea.
It's Chris. I'm on the air with you right now. I will get you, because I have a video feed from NBC Local in Las Vegas, so I will get you that feed so you can kind of do a play-by-play with Wayne.
I would love to do that. Please do that. That would be great. And anybody out there listening across the country, I will share that that feed up on the Facebook, and we'll give it out to everybody, because I think that'd kind of be neat, because, I mean, you got radio stations across this great land of ours, and they probably want to watch this thing happen. So all these cars, all these trucks, all these bikes in fabulous Las Vegas, Nevada, this is all being put together again by Wayne Allen Root, who's got this all going, moving in this direction, getting people, trying to get people back to work, and doing it the right way. So no one's talking about being irresponsible. No one's talking about running around without a mask on or not making sure that you're using wipes or antibacterial stuff. But, you know, when you look at it, the bottom line is if you take every single precaution, if you make sure that you are doing everything right, what's the difference between opening up your business, whatever that business might be, and the fact that you've got to go to a grocery store or something like that? I mean, you should be able to open your business if you take every single precaution. Everyone. And I think that's where America is headed anyway, because we cannot continue to, again, keep forking over big, big dollars for really nothing, no payback. Anyway, Wayne Allen Root is in Las Vegas. He will check back in after the take this quick break. There's guests all show long. There's phone calls all show long. All of this is happening right here. I'm honored to be a part of it. My name is Lee Elsie, and again, I get a chance to fill in on Tuesdays and Thursdays normally, getting a chance to do it with Wayne on Friday. Again, we'll take a quick break. We'll come back live from the Las Vegas Strip next. Stick around.
Wayne Allen Root, and do I have a perfect book at the perfect time for you? Dr. Nancy Wolf is a conservative and capitalist professor emeritus in the psychology department at UCLA, where she spent 30 years. She studied and taught about the human mind. She knows exactly what we need to hear right now as chaos and crisis descend around us. Her book is Conscious Matrix. Nancy explains why the liberals, socialists, and globalists try to destroy us right now, will not and cannot succeed, because we as Americans are wired to win, to be the greatest nation and the greatest people ever in the history of mankind. Our biology, our history, our culture, all these things are pre-wired in our minds and souls. We're literally pre-wired to win. Nancy says we have more light in our hearts and minds when we are right with God. And she says together, God, President Trump, and conservative Americans will save the soul of America. We will win. We are literally predestined to win. This is the book you need to read now. Today, purchase Conscious Matrix at LibertyHillPublishing.com. Conscious Matrix at LibertyHillPublishing.com, or available at Amazon and Barnes & Noble. Hi, I'm Wayne Allen Root, Mr. Health, and I want all of my millions of fans to be healthy and live a long life so we can save America, American exceptionalism, and capitalism. So, are you in front of a mirror? Did you know that in 1973, a Harvard doctor discovered the greatest single risk factor indicator for heart disease is a crease in one or both earlobes? Strauss Heart Drops has sold more than 1 million bottles over the past 40 years, helping countless people with cholesterol, diabetes, angina, and blocked or restricted blood flow. The best proven indicator of clogged arteries is the earlobe crease. Nature sign of trouble with plaque buildup. Do you have a crease in one or both earlobes? Heart attack and stroke are our number one killers. Women now suffer 51% of heart attacks. Strauss Heart Drops don't interfere with any prescription drugs. Strauss Naturals guarantees your satisfaction so you can't go wrong. It's the painless, natural, economical way to clear arteries, vessels, veins, and capillaries. And guess who has the crease in both ears? Yours truly. And guess who's now taking Strauss Heart Drops? Wayne Allen Root! Order Strauss Heart Drops at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Thepowermall.com.
Hi,
I'm Wayne Allen Root. Talk about the perfect product at the perfect time. Now more than ever, people are using the alkaline structured silver products by Dr. Gordon Pedersen to help strengthen their immune system and provide themselves with a barrier of protection. This is not colloidal silver. Alkaline structured silver is the next improved, more efficient generation of silver. I've personally been using my Dr. Suggest silver products for 4 years. No colds or flu for 4 years. I've never missed 1 minute on the radio in 4 years, despite thousands of hours of talking. And no more brain fog in the morning. Plus, their silver skin gel has made my skin look the best of my life. It's been amazing for me. I use all their products from morning until night. I personally recommend my Dr. Suggest every day to my listeners. Now is the time to take action and protect your family with Dr. Pedersen's Alkaline Structured Silver Gel Liquid and Lozengers. Say Wayne Root sent you and receive 20% off every order. Call toll-free 866-660-9868. That's 866-660-9868. Or go to mydoctorsuggest.com and enter the promo code ROOT to get 20% off mydoctorsuggest.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Broadcasting across the country on USA Radio Network from Las Vegas, this is Wayne Allen Root, Raw and Unfiltered. Now, back to the Warrior.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, my name is Lee Elsie, and I'm honored to be a part of this radio first. It's got to be a radio first. I'm telling you, I'm watching this thing, a live feed. If you can get this live feed, it's car after car after car. It's amazing. Special guest joining us right now, Rick Harrison, owner of the world-famous gold and silver pawn shop. You see him on TV all the time. Rick, what's happening, my man?
Nothing, because everything's shut down.
Well, listen, I got to bring in the man of the hour, Wayne Allen Root, live on the Las Vegas Strip. Wayne, Rick is here. Say hi.
Hey, Rick. Hey, but listen, before I interview Rick, before I talk to the man himself and amazing show Porn Stars, I want to shout out again to all the people involved in this amazing caravan. We're estimating somewhere between 5,000 and 8,000 people are here, and over 1,000 cars. We filled one of the biggest parking lots in Las Vegas. Overflow. They're on the roads. They're on adjoining parking lots. And I want to give a shout out to all of you. You are the salt of the earth. You are the best people in the world, and I appreciate every one of you. And this is why we got to open the Vegas economy and the United States economy. And the police, the Vegas police, have lined the Vegas Strip for us. Amazing. Amazing what they've done for us to keep us safe and to keep us running smoothly. We're going to pass Rick's pawn shop in about 10 minutes. Rick Harrison, Wayne Allen Root, how are you?
Rick, can you hear Wayne?
Yeah, I can hear you. Yes. Yeah, so, yeah, mean, I just like everybody else, I want everything to open up.
Why do you think they're not opening up? Don't you think that we could do it responsibly with spacing and social distancing and masks and gloves? We'll be very careful. We don't want our customers getting sick. We don't want our employees getting sick. We've got to be able to earn a living. Where do you stand on this whole thing?
Well, no, I mean, like, we can do all the social distancing and everything else. The thing is, I mean, you just have, I mean, listen to the scientists. I mean, today in the Wall Street Journal, there was a professor from Stanford that specializes in medical data and medical statistics saying we basically overreacted. I mean, what happened was, is we thought it was going to be much worse, and it's not that bad. Well, we were originally told that everything is going to be shut down because we wanted to flatten the curve. We don't want our hospitals overloaded with patients. Now, that hasn't occurred, so why aren't we opening back up? And also, you have to remember, and then people are saying that it's very, very sad, but the fact of the matter is, if you haven't, just unless you're naturally immune to it, everybody's going to get this. It's all going to happen. Everyone's going to eventually get it. It is a very contagious virus. Everyone's going to get it. So, I mean, what we have to do is, I mean, first off, this is the United States of America. It's a country based on personal responsibility. And if you're have a compromised immune system or you're older, stay at home, you know. And if you're not, at your own risk. It's personal responsibility.
Hey, Rick, I've said in many interviews and on my radio show, we are the first responders. The business owners like you and me are the first responders of the small business world. And we're big boys and big girls. We can take the risk. We're willing to sacrifice for our country, just like police, fire, military. We've got to be able to earn a living. We're waving now to the crowds who are watching on the overpasses. Thousands of us driving on the Vegas Strip. Very amazing. With a escort from U.S. Marine Core motorcyclists. Really appreciate all these great people who came out. Fantastic stuff. Hey, Rick, we really appreciate you being on. It's been great talking to you. Good luck with your shop. Let's pray we get up and open by, say, May 1st. You open for May 1st?
Let's hope so. Let's pray for May 1st.
All right, Rick.
I mean,
we
I have
you.
80 people that aren't working. All right, talk to you later. Bye-bye.
You got to go back to work. Thank you, Rick. God bless. All right, Lee, you take it home for the rest of the segment, and I'll see you in the other segment.
All right, brother, you got it. Again, Wayne Allen Root is live, Las Vegas Boulevard. Here's what's kind of neat. You can actually watch this thing happen. Las Vegas is always a bevy of activity, but recently it's been really slow. But if you look, I put up a bunch of different camera angles up on Facebook. Or if you're across the country, you can just log on to my Lee LC site on Facebook. You can watch this stuff unfold. It's really pretty amazing. Because there really are hundreds of cars following Wayne Allen Root's lead. They've got a Trump bus. They've got a military vehicle. I saw one of those, a couple of Maseratis. It looks like a lot of fun. So, listen, it's all happening in Las Vegas. They're calling it Rootstock. They're having a blast on the Strip. I wish I was there, man. That would be great. All right, we're going to take a break. Bottom of the hour. We will take some calls. We'll take some calls from protesters. We've also got some other folks to talk to. I wouldn't go anywhere. We're just ramping it up and getting going. It's the USA Radio Network, raw and unfiltered.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans and Rocket Mortgage. During the challenging times we're all experiencing, our top priority is the health and safety of the communities we serve. And while it's true that things are changing rapidly every day, one thing that'll never change is our commitment to giving you the best mortgage experience. At Rocket Mortgage, our guiding philosophy of every client, every time, no exceptions, no excuses, exists for times like right now. We understand that hardships may arise, and we're prepared to help. If you currently work with us and need assistance with your mortgage, contact us 24/7 at rocketmortgage.com. As we all think about ways to save money, let me remind you that mortgage rates are near historic lows. If you think right now is the right time to refinance your mortgage, our home loan experts are available to help you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at rocketmortgage.com.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLSconsumerAccess.org. Number 3030. War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump signs the $480 billion stimulus package at the White House. The president also clarifying his comments from yesterday's briefing about injecting disinfectant.
I was asking the question sarcastically to reporters like you just to see what would happen. Disinfectant for doing this maybe on the hands would work. And I was asking the question of the gentleman who was there yesterday, Bill, because when they say that something will last 3 or 4 hours or 6 hours, but if the sun is out or if they use disinfectant, it goes away in less than a minute. Did you hear about this yesterday? But I was asking a sarcastic and a very sarcastic question to the reporters in the room.
Georgia is beginning to lift some of their lockdown restrictions, and protests are taking place in Wisconsin and Michigan over what some feel are too restrictive stay-at-home orders. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Money, 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 money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now, 800-634-1315, 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote, 800-634-1315, 800-634-1315, 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315, NMLS number 1130. If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Extend your life with this.
I have been taking it for about 2 years, and I had really bad heart palpitations. And since I've been taking it, I don't have any major episodes at all anymore. I'm 76 years old, and I still play competitive basketball. Well, of course, I've taken care of myself really good since I was 60, but Extendivite really helped the blood pressure, really helped the... I used to get really bad episodes of heart palpitations, just skipping beats and double beats. But also I wanted to tell you that I really appreciate your broadcast. That just really refreshing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, everybody. My name is Lee Elsie, and I'm getting a chance to sort of sit here behind the scenes, watch the magic happen as Wayne Allen Root is live on the Strip in Las Vegas for a protest, unlike any other protest maybe in the history of radio. It's really cool. But here's the deal. We're going to take a live sort of timeout. Hogan Gidley. Wayne sat down with Hogan Gidley, White House Deputy Press Secretary, earlier this afternoon, and was talking to him about the caravan, about the protest, about getting America back to work again. And here's Wayne.
All right, Wayne Allen Root with Hogan Gidley, Deputy White House Press Secretary, a great friend of the show. He's been on so many times, and always with positive news, because he's a Trump guy, I'm a Trump guy, everybody listening loves our president. This has got to be, Hogan, the most difficult, or one of the most difficult situations any president has ever faced in America's history, right up there with things like World War II, the Civil War, the Great Depression, the Bay of Pigs. The entire economy and our American way of life is at risk, and President Trump has got to get it right. And we've all, the people listening to my show, have great faith in him. We're praying he gets it right. What's the plan? What do you have to tell us?
Well, listen, I really appreciate you having me on. I know that you guys are moving through a historic parade right now and making sure that you do all the things the president mentioned about guidelines and social distancing in your cars. I think that's smart. And I think that kind of is the underlying theme of how the president wants to move forward here, which is we were faced with an unprecedented crisis, an invisible enemy that did massive damage to the American people's health and their safety. Thankfully, the president moved quickly and shutting down flights to China and shutting down flights to Europe, even though he's getting pilloried for it at the time as being xenophobic and racist and all the regular attacks he gets. He wanted to stand up for the American people, and he did that. And thankfully, it mitigated the spread to a large degree. So the 2.2 million deaths that so many were predicting, it doesn't look like that's going to happen right now. And that's a testament to this president. It's a testament to the American people, all the supporters out there who are following these guidelines. And that's very impactful. But at some point, we can't just stay in our houses for the rest of our lives and for the next several years. The president also understands that it takes a significant toll on the American people to take away kind of their genetic makeup of wanting to socialize and wanting to get out and work and produce and provide for your families. It's not so much about the economy at large. It's about real individual workers out there who need to get back to work so they can sustain their way of life. Their well-being is at stake here. The president knows that. So he put together a system of guidelines, three phases, so that each state has a stake in making sure they open in a responsible manner. He says the states need to control this, but from the federal level, we have absolutely been the backstop and helped them get things like personal protective equipment, the PPE you hear so much about, the ventilators, all of the supplies and medical equipment, hospitals, nurses, doctors. Everything the president's been doing has been historic in nature. It's been bold. It's been aggressive. It's never been done before because you know this. Government's not set up to move quickly. It's not Correct. Set up to move this way. He, in his innovative mind, in his businessman mentality, said we can make this happen. We have to use public-private partnerships. He did it. We're better off for it, and hopefully we're moving forward to begin to reopen in many areas across this country.
Yeah, except the problem is there are states like mine, and we've got a governor who's a Democrat and seems in no rush to reopen the economy. If it's up to him, we'll just keep it closed long term. You got Gavin Newsom in California. You got Andrew Cuomo in New York. You got lots of governors out there, the Illinois governor, who are in no quick need or mode to reopen the government. I got to tell you, Hogan,
President Trump's voters are not your typical American voters. They're the people that aren't on welfare, that don't want welfare, that don't want food stamps, that love to work, that have work ethic in their DNA, and they want to get back to work, and they can't be sitting on the sidelines long term, and yet there are going to be Democrat governors like R. Sisolak that are going to hold us hostage because they don't care. Maybe it's because they want to save lives. It could very well be that's their overriding reason. But the road to hell was paved with good intentions. You can't cause massive destruction to the economy and suicides of business owners and stress that'll cause cancer down the line and heart disease. Someone's got to look at the balance, Hogan, and we got to get this economy open. It's in our DNA to work and to earn money for our families.
That's exactly right, and the president understands that. That's why he's been so aggressive in working with governors, working at the local levels to make sure that there are responsible plans in place so people can begin to work again. Their livelihoods are at stake here. I mentioned that before. But listen, it's not just those voters on welfare. I mean, we got tens of millions off of welfare thanks to Donald Trump's understanding and know-how as it relates to the economy. This man did it once. He can do it again. As long as we follow these guidelines and begin to open in a responsible manner, and it's seems like, for example, the parade you're talking about right now, ongoing.
Yes,
it's not like people are out there. It's not like they're out there giving each other piggyback rides down the strip. There, they're spread out. They're socially distanced. They're in their own cars. That's how we have to understand the future here, is that we can make this happen and work for the good of the country, but we have to be responsible when we do it. And that's why the president not put those guidelines out. So he said, listen, I'm going to take the lead here. I'm going to show the country how this should go, thanks to my medical experts and health experts. They've been with me every step of the way. We've been working together. And we've also been with those economic experts. How do we get this country back to normal? And this is one of the ways we can begin to do it as we look at some pathways forward with the social distancing, with the guidelines. We think it's going to work, and we're going to be back on top sooner rather than later.
Yeah, I hope you get the point across to him that, you know, policemen are not crazy or reckless for literally willing to sacrifice their lives to help Americans, help their communities. And firemen aren't stupid or reckless or crazy for willing to die to sacrifice their health in order to save people's lives. And the military isn't reckless or stupid. So this idea that businessmen like Wayne Root and businessmen like Donald Trump and businessmen and women who own small businesses who are going to be in my parade today, the idea that any of them are reckless or stupid or silly or they don't care about, you know, they care more about profit than people, it's all not true. We just consider ourselves, Hogan, as small business owners, to be first responders like policemen, firemen, and military. We're willing to be on the front lines with masks, with social distancing, with spacing, all the guidelines President Trump wants, but we want to be out there running our businesses just like a first responder, and we're willing to face the risk. Why shouldn't we be allowed to? Let's get back to work.
Listen, I think all those points are valid, and the fact is, one of the reasons we gave it to the states was for them to make those decisions. They know Nevada better than we do, although the president knows Nevada pretty well at this point. But look, the fact is, you guys have local leaders and elected officials that answer directly to the citizenry of Nevada. So there's no reason they shouldn't understand this and feel some pressure from you guys, because, you know, you want to open as well. You want to get out there. As you said, the DNA, every single person has this within them. It's a drive, it's a desire to get out and be with other folks, to work hard, provide for families, make sure you have food on the table. That's what this country's been built on. That's what makes this country great.
And
the
risk-taking.
American spirit. That's exactly right. That's part of the American spirit. We're trying to tap into that with what we're doing here. It's been working for the duration of the entire presidency, and I guarantee you, even after this coronavirus, which again was unforeseen and unprecedented in its nature, even after it's gone, this American spirit, it remains. And the people are going to see that. The governors are going to see that. The local mayors and other elected officials are going to see that, because the people want to begin to get their lives back. And they understand they have to take on some responsibilities of doing it in a sensible way. People get that. No business owner wants, you know, customers to catch coronavirus. They want to make sure they do things safely.
Correct.
So their businesses can thrive and survive, not be crippled by this silent killer. So we're working with the governors. We're giving them the backstops, the equipment they need. We've done this in record time, just like anything Donald Trump does. I can happily report the treatment mechanisms are in place. That they're testing different mechanisms to prevent us from getting this virus when it comes back in the fall, and usually that takes years. We stood those things up in a couple of weeks, different kinds of treatments. So we're testing those right now to make sure that, hopefully, even if this thing does begin to, circulate and bubble back up in the fall, as do most illnesses like this, that we'll have some treatment options for the American people, because that's what they deserve, and this president's doing it like nobody else could.
Look, I get it. I give him an A on how quick he put together this massive war effort. I give him an incomplete on the economy because we don't know where it's leading, Hogan. I'm just being honest. My base, his base, your base is restless, upset, impatient, scared. We feel like we're losing our lives. Make sure you please tell President Trump that's how we feel, and he's got to get us back in the ballgame. He gets an A for an effort for the health end. He gets an incomplete. We'll see. It could be an A. It could be an F. We got to keep from getting into a Great Depression. We got to get our businesses back going. And we are the Trump base getting impatient, but we love him. And today's march, today's protest, I should say, caravan, is all about our love of President Trump. But we want to get back to work. Hogan Gidley, we got to run. We appreciate you taking time out of a valuable day. Hogan Gidley, Deputy White House Press Secretary, friend of the show, and, of course, representative of the man I call the GOAT, the greatest president of all time. But the key to staying with that name, he's got to earn it now. He's got to turn this around and reopen the economy.
He's done it before. He'll do it again.
All right, we are back. Now, here's the deal. My name is Lee Elsie. That's Wayne Allen Root. And he was sitting down chatting with Hogan Gidley, White House Deputy Press Secretary. Wayne is live on the Las Vegas Strip. They are driving this huge caravan, hundreds of cars, thousands of people. I'm actually watching it. They were just going by New York, New York on the Las Vegas Boulevard. You can watch it on these traffic cams. It's pretty amazing. So here's where we are. We're going to take a break, of course. We'll come back in just a bit. We'll take some calls. If we can cue some up, we'll do that. We have guests coming up after the top of the hour, so there is a lot going on. It is really impressive. The Trump bus. You've got Maseratis. You've got you got Trump signs all over the place. It looks like they're having a blast. Again, they're going right by New York, New York as I speak. My name again is Lee Elsie. Having fun just sitting back watching this history happen here on the radio. You're listening to the USA Radio Network and Raw and Unfiltered.
Allen Root. Are you in need of a health care program? You're in luck. As a member of Liberty Health Share, you're part of a community that comes together to share their medical expenses. You can sign up throughout the year with membership starting as early as the following month. There are no contracts, no commitments. There is no networks. You choose your own doctors and hospitals. Starting as low as $199 per month, Liberty Health Share has programs for singles, couples, and families of any size. I joined. I'm a member. My four children are members. Liberty has saved me $72,000 compared to what I was paying for health insurance over these 4 years. Liberty HealthShare is a non-profit ministry. It is not insurance. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing you're part of a community of like-minded individuals who come together to bear one another's burdens. To find out more, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot.
Attention all radio listeners who still need food supplies. If you've thought about the implication of food-related supply chain disruptions and are concerned about the coming quarantines, this will be the most important message you will ever hear. Here's why. In the next few days, all Americans will face extremely hard choices. If we've learned anything from China and Italy, it's that quarantines and enforced lockdowns are just a few days away here in the U.S. Listen, while dehydrated food is becoming scarce, you can still get enough open pollinated heirloom seeds to grow a 1 acre crisis garden. The truth is, growing nutrient dense vegetables in the days ahead may actually be the single most important thing you do. Go to survivalseedbank.com and watch the new video to understand the nature of the threat. This could be life-saving. Lockdowns can last from 6 to 8 weeks. Get free bonus seeds. Special quarantine reports, too. Go to survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com.
Hi, I'm way down the route. You all know I'm a big believer in gold and silver, especially in a world of out-of-control government spending. Federal debt is exploding around the globe. Silver is up more than 25% in the past year, and many experts are predicting new highs in the coming years. For a limited time, my friends at Finest Note are making a deal for war fans, and I love deals. Finest Note has evolved over the past three decades from one of the largest rare coin and precious metals companies in America. I told my friends at Finest Note to go big or go home. They went big! Finest Note is offering up to 100 pure 1 ounce American Silver Eagles at dealer cost. The American Silver Eagle is the world's most popular silver coin. For a limited time, you can acquire a pure 1 ounce Silver Eagle at dealer cost. Here's the deal, folks. Throughout history, currencies have come and gone, but gold and silver have stood the test of time. Now may be the best time to acquire these time-tested hard assets, and there's no better place than Finest Note. Call Finest Note today and reserve 100 silver American Eagles. Call now at 800-663-1929. That's 800-663-1929, or go to finestnone.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Lumines. The Lumines anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
And speak with a capitalist, evangelist, and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered.
All right, we are back. My name is Lee Elsie. Wayne Allen Root is on the route. What route is Las Vegas Boulevard? Route 66? No, that's not it. It's some route. I've been on there. I used to live there. It's fantastic. And I want to talk to Chris about that in a second. But what you're listening to right now is maybe a radio first. Now, the USA Radio Network, in conjunction with Wayne Allen Root, they've just unleashed this amazing event that has happened here in the last hour. We'll call it Rootstock. But essentially, thousands of folks, hundreds of cars, maybe more than that. I was watching it all unfold, live streaming video on the Las Vegas Strip. And they went up and down the strip, and all the flags flying, the Trump banners, the Trump bus, the Root banners, the Root stuff, all the stuff happening on the Las Vegas Boulevard, essentially a rallying so that folks can get back and go to work. Now, here's the thing. Don't go nuts if you're somebody who is scared to death about the coronavirus. I get it. We all get it. I'm scared. I don't want to get this thing either. My wife is deathly afraid of this. Nobody wants to get this, and the numbers continue to go up. We all understand that. But if it's safe enough to go to a liquor store, or safe enough to put your mask on and go to the grocery store, then we can figure out a way to make it safe enough for you to go into a furniture store or into a jewelry store or even in to get a haircut. So there's a way to do it. And I think, you know, Wayne has tapped into that with all those folks coming out. There's so many people out there who are hurting financially. Certainly they're hurting when it comes to their psyche, right? I mean, if you're a man's man, right? Let me rephrase that before I get in trouble. If you're a hardworking person, right? And you get up every day and you go to work to feed your family and you've got that mindset, this has got to be killing you if you're home all the time. It's got to be ripping you apart inside. So getting back to work and getting to that point where you're self-sufficient, that's part of what makes you who you are. So we've got to do that. We've got to figure out a way to do that as soon as possible. Not putting anybody at risk. I think we can all come to the agreement that we can figure it out where we don't put anybody at risk. Now, Chris, come on here for a second.
Yeah.
I want to talk a little bit about... I was trying to get Wayne to talk about this in the very beginning, but there was so much commotion going on that I just kind of wanted
to... over there.
Yeah, of course. I wanted him to paint a picture for everybody. You've been to Vegas. I used to live there. Yeah, so give everybody like a little play-by-play. Like, where did they start to sort of assemble?
Okay, for those, like, for everybody listening in the corridor up there where you are, basically, they started at Outlet Mall, a well-known Vegas Outlet Mall, and I know I had the name on my notes. Sorry, Vegas.
That's all right.
So basically, Wayne started the Rootstock there, and he went up a strip, or is known in Vegas as Las Vegas Boulevard.
Right.
And so he was making his way up. Now, normally on a Friday, if life was normal, that traffic wouldn't move. But, I mean, you and I were both watching the video of the strip. And so he's making, literally, Wayne is in the heart and the soul of that city right now.
Right.
You know, we had Rick on from Pawn Stars. His pawn shop is just around the corner from the strip, maybe 10 minutes, and that's with traffic. So basically, Wayne, literally, what I love about Wayne, he knows how to put his head in the mouth of the lion. And he's not afraid if he gets bit. I love his courage. And for him to do this for Las Vegas, and this is kind of a personal one for me because I have a lot of great memories about Las Vegas. You know, Las Vegas was very supportive after I lost my mother. And, they come together for everybody there. You know, people say Vegas is a shallow city. It is not. They say Vegas is just about, what's on the strip. It is not. You know, it's about, and I'm going to go very local here, it's about the people who live in Spring Valley. It's about the people who live in Henderson. It's about, the people who make up that great, great, great city who's been clobbered right now by this virus. And they're going to come back. You know, the term Vegas Strong wasn't just for one tragedy that happened a few years ago. Vegas came back from that with resilience. They're going to come back from this with resilience because they are, will ever be, and always will be, Vegas Strong. And nothing can break that resolve. And today what we saw was we saw the best of what Las Vegas can bring. And this is not about politics. I mean, right now, I don't think the city can give a damn about politics. They want to get people back to work. They want to get back on their feet. They want to live again, the way that people in Vegas. I mean, Lee, you live there. You know what the city's like.
Well, what's amazing to me is I was watching it, and I don't mean to interrupt you, but I was watching the traffic. So I know the plan was, the traffic sort of would move up the strip at a leisurely pace, but there's nobody on the roads because nobody's working.
No.
So a Friday night in Vegas or afternoon in Vegas at this time,
oh, forget
it would take you
moving.
45 minutes to go.
One block,
exactly right.
Well, maybe in a Tropicana, it would be an hour, easily.
At least. It would be, like you said, it's bedlam. It's insanity. So here's the deal. We've got guests coming up, and Wayne will be back after we get through the top of the hour. Dan Rodimer will join us, a Republican candidate for Congress in the 3rd District. Sam Peters, Republican candidate for Congress District 4. Some other folks, and then of course Megan Barth before we run out of time next hour. That's going to be outstanding. Talking with her, all of that is coming up on a probably a once in a lifetime type of show. Wayne Allen Root putting together Rootstock on the Las Vegas Strip. Thousands of folks coming out hoping to get their jobs back. We'll take a break. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to the USA Radio Network. The show is raw and unfiltered.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.